I haven't done this in a while. It's funny how aware you become of all the little sounds happening around you when you do it. Anyway, I started this once in the past. I had very grandiose plans for it, but I dropped it. Deleted all the stuff, or at least archived it somewhere I don't know where, and it doesn't really fucking matter anyway. Let's be honest. The world's going a little crazy right now. I have my own views on it. They probably don't agree with most of yours, but that's neither here nor there. But things are definitely out of hand. And I know that I end up awake all hours of night, because it's hard always having to care about other people when nobody honestly seems to. Well, that's not fair to say they care about me or don't, but I give a lot. And I don't take much from others because I just don't know how. And anyway, I mostly swore off doing a lot of these things for various reasons, which, again, we don't need to get into, but a long while ago, somebody really wanted me, and I shouldn't say so, I really wanted to be a part of something that really excited me. Because The Wizard of Oz is one of my favorite books. My mother was named after Dorothy Gale. And I'm holding a copy of this, which, to be honest with you, might actually be old enough to be hers. I received it from somebody else in my family when I was a child. I have not treated it well. I don't know if it was my mother's or somebody else who's extremely close to me who was a mother to me, when oftentimes my own mom was not able to be. But anyway, the book has a lot of meaning. Importance to me. And sometimes I wish somebody would just lay me down and read me a bedtime story. I'm used to always being the caregiver. I do it a lot. I do it constantly. And I offer without much more editorializing that sometimes everybody just wants a book read to them. And so, without much further ado, without cleaning it up or editing it, okay, there is much more further ado. You know me, I can't fucking stop talking. I'm not editing it, I'm not cleaning it up. You'll hear me fucking sniffle, take drinks. I'm sure you've heard my stomach rattle several times now, and I don't really care. Clear my throat. Because that makes it a little more real. And let's be honest. Sometimes it's that realty that makes it all better. And now, truly, without further ado, L. Frank Baum's The Wizard of Oz. Introduction. Folklore, legends, myth, and fairy tales have followed childhood through the ages, for every healthy youngster has a wholesome and instinctive love for stories fantastic, marvelous, and manifestly unreal. The winged fairies of Grimm and Andersen have brought more happiness to childish hearts than all other human creatures. Yet the old-time fairy tale, having served for generations, may now be classed as historical in the children's library, for the time has come for a series of newer wonder tales, in which the overstyped stereotyped genie, dwarf, and fairy are eliminated, together with all the horrible and blood-curdling incidents devised by their authors to point a fearsome moral to each tale. Apparently I'm also including the parts where I lose my page because it's late and I'm tired. Jesus Christ, I failed this pretty bad already. not even a paragraph and a half in. Modern education includes morality. Therefore, the modern child seeks only entertainment in its wonder tales and gladly dispenses with all disagreeable incidents. Having this thought in mind, the story of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz was written solely to please children of today. It aspires to being a modernized fairy tale in which the wonderment and joy are retained and the heartaches and nightmares are left out. L. Frank Baum, Chicago, April 1900.